Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping will pay state visits to France, Serbia, and Hungary from May 5th to the 10th. This is the first visit to Europe by China's head of state in nearly 5 years. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the visit holds significance for advancing China's relations with the three countries and with Europe. Dai Kai has more.
In terms of China-France relations, in recent years, under the strategic guidance of the two leaders, China-French relations have maintained a positive momentum. President Xi's visit to France marks his first state visit to the country in 5 years and coincides with the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. And Serbia is China's first comprehensive strategic partner in Central and Eastern Europe. With deep-rooted friendship and robust bilateral relations, in recent years, China-Serbia relations have operated at a high level, with both sides firmly supporting each other's core interests and major concerns. Meanwhile, Hungary, an important country in Central and Eastern Europe, is a key partner for China in advancing the Belt and Road Initiative. This year marks the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and Hungary.
China has expressed grave concerns over Japan's planned export controls on certain items in the semiconductor and other fields. The Ministry of Commerce said Japan's measures would seriously affect the normal trade between Chinese and Japanese enterprises and harm the stability of the global supply chain. A ministry spokesperson said China will safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of its enterprises. Media reports say at least 20 people are dead following recent Israeli bombing on Rafah in southern Gaza. The attack is said to have targeted three residential buildings. It came as Hamas leaders headed for Egypt for a new round of ceasefire discussions. Israel's foreign minister said over the weekend that the country could suspend its planned operation in Rafah if a deal on hostage release is secured. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has discussed the prospects for a ceasefire with U.S. President Joe Biden. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has been calling on the U.S. to stop Israel from attacking Rafah, saying it's the only country that can do so. John Gambrell with the Associated Press has details.
Broadly speaking, what the ceasefire would entail would be the release of some 40 Israeli hostages held in the Gaza Strip in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners being released by Israel, as well as a guarantee that those trapped in the southern part of the Gaza Strip could return back to their homes. All of this is coming as we're still seeing Israeli daily strikes in the Gaza Strip. Now, the Israelis did say that they want to try to get more aid into the Gaza Strip. They mentioned the fact that there's this floating pier that the Americans are building that's going to bring in aid that way, and aid was a topic of discussion between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Joe Biden. They held a telephone conversation that also touched on the possible release of those hostages.
Kenya has postponed the scheduled school reopening by a week to May 6 due to devastating flooding across the country. Heavy rains have rendered most roads impassable, while floodwaters have destroyed homes, schools, and businesses in several counties. A dam burst north of Nairobi on Sunday night after a nearby river overflowed due to flash floods. The meteorological departments warned of heavier rains in the coming days, with over 100 people reported dead so far in the country. The Guangzhou Railway Group has suspended 62 trains until Wednesday due to potential heavy rainfall in Hunan and Guangdong provinces. It expects delays will happen for trains on the Beijing-Guangzhou and Beijing-Kowloon railways, as well as the Beijing-Guangzhou high-speed railway. Railway authorities say they may consider implementing additional precautionary measures depending on the severity of the rainfall. A Chinese industrial association has published a list of 76 models of intelligent connected vehicles that meet the country's auto data security requirements, including those from BYD and Tesla. Models from Li Auto, Lotus, Hozon New Energy Automobile, and NIO are also on the list. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers said the car makers submitted their models for the security test on a voluntary basis. It said the test aims to help regulate auto data processing, protect the rights of car users, and build a sound environment for the industry. The free trade agreement between China and Ecuador will go into effect on May 1st. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says this will unleash the potential of trade and investment between the two countries. Officials signed the deal in May of last year. It'll exempt 90% of the products traded between China and Ecuador from tariffs. About 60% of the products will enjoy zero tariffs immediately. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.